Well, hello, podcats. I really have the desire to say that like a late night radio host. So anyway, welcome to episode 2. Before we get into the episode proper, I realised after I'd recorded the last episode that I hadn't actually said which version of the Hero System rules I'm covering. Which, in hindsight, was a rather silly mistake, but hey-ho, I'm not a professional. So we'll be covering the Hero 5th Edition rules. For those who want to get their hands on the newer or newest version of the rules, there is a 6th edition, but I'm reliably informed that apart from a little bit of streamlining around the edges, the only major difference is to do with featured characteristics. And we'll probably go into that in the body of this episode. Depends how long I waffle along for. Episode 2 will be all about character points and how you spend them, primarily focusing on physical characteristics, powers, talents, perks. Are each of those is a large subject, so probably have an episode or two on each. So without further ado, on with the show. So, welcome to episode 2. And in that, we're going to cover character points and how you begin to spend them on your basic characteristics. So, the Hero System does call it character development through what it calls character points. They're used to buy your physical characteristics, skills, talents, and perks. We'll get onto those in later episodes. And also your superpowers. So as we go through characteristics, bear in mind that powers themselves are an extra spend. So you probably don't want to be blowing all your points on just your physical characteristics. So I have the rules open in front of me as I have a memory like a sieve. And I want to try and do these without spending hours and hours doing prep. So yes, they will be a bit rough around the edges, but I'm sure you'll bear with me. So the rules have some nice guidelines around how many character points you should give or start with, depending on the level of powers that you want the characters to have. And obviously, as a GM, then you can appropriately balance your villains based on point values, which I find a really useful mechanic. I know other systems do it in different ways, CRs and things like this. So just to give you an idea of the levels of power, I will just quickly run through the suggested point spends to give some context. So a standard human would have a point base of 0 character points. This is because there is a default characteristic point. Well, that was terribly done. So let me think of how I reword that. So characteristics, and just a quick note on characteristics before I go on to the point allocation. It's considered that every physical and mental stat has a base default of 10, and then the points are spent on top of that. Sorry if that sounds a little disjointed. I've probably had to just cut out a large chunk of waffle that I suddenly realised I hadn't explained that. So the guidelines for character points on top of you starting with 10 in everything are a normal human would be 0 because they're normal and they get the 10. A skilled human would be 25, and what they refer to as a competent human would be 50 points. Now, by competent, they mean the top of their game, really, are. Well, that's the way I see it. Then sort of, they give some guidelines for heroic, which by that, they mean more like sort of fantasy heroes. So a very powerful, what they would term as a very powerful fantasy hero. So what I'm guessing, you know, D&D terms, maybe to make things easy. You know, level 15, somewhere around there, will be 125 character points spend. Then for superheroes, their guidelines are 150 for a low-powered hero, 200 for a standard hero. Sorry, I was doing air quotes there, and you obviously can't see that. 300 points for high-powered, 400 for very high-powered, and 500 for cosmically powerful. So think of, well, it's 500 plus, should I say. Of like beings like Galactus and, you know, Silver Surfer and, you know, all the major villains. Sorry, I know my way around Marvel Comics more than DC Comics, I'm afraid. Alongside that, they give a range of what are called disadvantage points. Now, later on, and we'll go into this in more depth, you can take disadvantages. And what they give you is extra points to spend by taking, well, a disadvantage. So something like, maybe you have an alter ego. That is a disadvantage. Stipulation in the rules is that if you take something classified as a disadvantage, it must present a disadvantage to the character himself to make life a little bit more challenging. And there are point recommendations for that. Just to give you an idea, and as a skilled human can have up to 25 points, a low-powered hero can have 100 points, a high-powered hero can have 150 points. So for a high-powered hero, if you took all your base character points and then took a lot of disadvantages as well, you could potentially enhance your 300 base points with an additional 150 points, which is, you can see, can make quite a large difference in the power of your character, but would be burdening them with all sorts of things that would make their life harder. But as I say, we'll go into those in more depth later on. So, in the fifth edition, there's two groups of characteristics. Primary characteristics are strength, which is pretty much what it says on the tin. So to give you an idea, a strength of 10, according to the tables, allows you to lift about 100 kilos maximum. A strength of 20 is 400. A strength of 30 is 1,600. A strength of 50 is 25 tons. A strength of 100 is 25 kilotons. Now, there are guidelines in the rules around, again, I'm going to go a little off topic here. There is advice in the rules that, the GM and the player works to develop the character. Because it is potentially possible to abuse the rule system by trying to make it as flexible as they can. It does leave a certain wiggle room for abuse. So that, for instance, there are guidelines or suggestions about capping point spends on abilities, skills, characteristics, etc. So sorry, slightly off topic, but yes, in theory, you could spend all your character points on strength and end up with a ridiculous amount of strength, but a very one-dimensional character. So to buy a point of strength, it costs you one character point. So strength is quite an easily gained bonus. So next is dexterity. So dexterity represents the character's agility, reaction times, and accuracy as well. Now, dexterity is slightly more expensive to buy. So, for instance, dexterity is 3 character points per point. I've probably taken quite a bad approach to this. So let me just run through the point buys first. So strength is a point per point. Dexterity is 3 points per point. Constitution is 2 points per point. Body is 2 points per point. Intelligence is 1 point per point. Ego is 2 points per point. Presence is a point per point, and comeliness is half a point a point. So the next characteristic is body. Body is how much damage a character can take before dying. in a lot of rule systems, you will have hit points or some equivalent, and that's a representation of your ability to take physical abuse. In hero systems, it's split down into body and stun. So body is your ability to take, for want of a better word, killing damage, lethal damage, whereas concussive damage is absorbed by stun. So body can be quite an important statistic to take if you want to be a slugger. If you're going to be ranged, then maybe not so much. Intelligence represents a character's ability to take and process information quickly. Ego is the character's mental strength of will. I guess maybe in other systems that may equate to something like wisdom. Presence is charisma, confidence, bearing. That is how it sounds, really. You know, it's the presence of the character, how people see that character, snap judgment, you know, the sort of aura you radiate almost. Comeliness, going back to sort of, I think, second edition D&D is what it was there. It is your, how beautiful you are, basically. So they are all the, what they refer to as the primary characteristics. So moving on to the figured characteristics. Figured characteristics in 5th edition are characteristics whose base points are derived from your primary characteristics. And these figured characteristics are physical defense, energy defense, speed, recovery, endurance, and stun. So for instance, physical defense, your base for your physical defense is your strength divided by 5. So if you have 50 strength, you've got 10 PD. Physical defense is referred to as PD. Energy defense is referred to as ED. But once they've been figured, you can then spend more character points on ramping those up as well. So an extra point of PD is one character point. Now, of all the figured characteristics, and all the characteristics, the most expensive one is speed. That costs 10 points per point. Now, the reason will become a little bit more apparent when we get into combat, but Champions doesn't use an initiative system like a lot of other systems where you roll a dice and add a characteristic. Combat is broken into turns, and each turn has 12 segments. Sorry, the phrasing might become important later, so I'll try and get that right. So yes, 12 segments. Each one of those segments is 1 second, and speed denotes how many segments you act on in a turn. So the higher your speed, effectively the more attacks you get around, or the more actions you get around a turn, sorry. You keep just dropping back into D&D from all those years of playing second edition. So speed is incredibly expensive compared to the other characteristics because it can have a huge impact on combat. Because you might be a middle range damage dealer, but if you are attacking 3 or 4 times around and your adversaries are only attacking once or twice, you can see that counters the lower damage potentially by you dealing it more and more often. So I shall run through these. I'm not going to reference these from the rules. I think I know all these ones well enough to describe them properly. So physical and energy defense are, for all intents and purposes, armor. Now, if they're coming from characteristics, then I don't know. Think of Luke Cage, someone who can take a bullet because his skin is so tough. Physical defense is your ability to take a physical blow, whether that's a gunshot, a knife, a punch. And again, we'll go into this more in combat. PD is basically you take that value off the damage. Energy defense works exactly the same apart from it's for energy attacks. So if someone was to hit you with an energy blast, blaster pistol, a bolt of lightning, all those sort of things. I think I've already covered speed, so we'll move on from there. Recovery is how quickly you recover your stun and endurance. In a combat turn, which is 12 segments, on the 12th segment, well, that's probably a bit wrong. There's sort of a pseudo segment between the 12th segment and the next turn, where everyone gets their recovery. So you'll get a bit of stun back and a bit of endurance back, which leads on to endurance quite nicely. So endurance is a pool. Think of it as energy. So any actions you take that are beyond the normal cost you endurance. We'll go into more when we get into the powers, but strength is the easiest one to do because it's not in itself a power. For every 2d6 of strength damage you use, costs you 1 point of endurance. So if you've got 50 strength, that would give you 10d6 damage, which costs you 5 points of endurance every time you struck someone. So you can see that endurance is quite important and getting it back is quite important. So if my character has a 50 strength and he acts three times in a turn and he is in heavy combat and he is striking every turn, then he's using 15 points of endurance in one turn. And then finally is stun, which is just your ability to take concussive damage. I hope that basic explanation of the characteristics makes sense. I've waffled a bit and I'm looking at my time and I'm well over. Will I chop everything out? Maybe not. So genuinely can't remember if I did address the fifth and sixth difference. So in the sixth edition, those figured characteristics are no longer figured characteristics. They are, I am led to believe, they become primary characteristics. So basically they are starting off at a value, which I genuinely don't know. And then you have to buy the points in them. You don't get this sort of free points based on your primary statistics anymore. So apologies. I hope it wasn't too painful to listen to that. I'm still feeling my feet as to how I'm going to do this, how I deliver it. I'm trying to make it casual. I'm assuming that will be easier to listen to. Less ums. Too many ums in my umness. I'm going to be umming between my ums soon. So this is only episode 2, but if you have any questions on characteristics or the way the point system works, then please feel free to drop me an email at mark@champions.co.uk and I will do my best to either readdress it in another episode and go into it in more depth or give you a direct response, whichever seems most pertinent. So thank you very much for listening. Thank you for bearing with me and letting me play with being, well, I don't know. What do we call podcasters who are trying to do something that's a bit, just thank you for letting me playing with this format. And apart from asking questions about the characteristics, any feedback on the way I'm delivering this and how you think I could improve it would be really greatly received. I feel cliched, but I think I'm trying to find my radio voice, if you like. I feel most comfortable just waffling on like this because it's how I talk in real life. But I know that that doesn't always translate well to a different medium. So I hope this might help you better follow some of the combat in the show. I try to cut out most of the mechanics of the combat that I feel aren't relevant. And for me, I think it'd be even better if it whet your appetite to actually get a copy of the Hero System game. Yeah, the Hero System. As I say, this is no way endorsed by Hero Games, but I really love this system. And the more people who play it, the more of a community there is and the more toing and froing and the more interesting ideas that come up. And let's face it, the more people who buy the rules, the bigger Hero Games income and the more they get to invest in further developing source material for the system. So on that note, bye!